A few more things from Kyle Shanahan from his conference call today, and then we'll go back to the phones. So check this out. Do you feel like Brandon Ayuk is only at 85%? Here's Kyle's answer.
No, I think BA looks 100%. I think what he meant is he's playing about 85% of what he usually plays. But just in terms of him running stuff and health, you know, he's 100%. I just think he's getting like 85% of playing time.
Okay, so yeah, is he talking about his level of play or how many plays? But then there's more. Are the 49ers easing Ayuk in, or are opportunities just not there?
No, there was a number of times he had a real good chance to get the ball, and a couple times protections broke down on two of them. One time someone busted a route and just got in the same way, so they covered it up. But he had a chance to get about four big passes, and other factors happened. You know, it's the team game. There's 11 guys out there that are involved in getting someone the ball, and he did have some opportunities where he should have, but not everything went right.
I want to throw this into the conversation. You and you can't look at him. It's radio, but you can listen to him. I would love to hear your genuine reaction to something Brock Purdy said when he was asked about Brandon. Like, is Brandon not at full speed? Like, what do you see as the quarterback? So check this answer out.
I think he looks pretty good and stuff, but I don't, you know, I'm drawn back going, BA's not like what he's been like. I don't think that at all. I think for me, I just try to go through my reads, and he's been where he needs to be. And, you know, there's probably a couple routes maybe in certain looks where we both could have been better on some stuff, but that's just like, you know, early in the season stuff, if you ask me. So I know that we'll continue to get better together in our connection and everything. But for four quarters, man, I thought BA grinded and, you know, went and competed, man, and I'm proud of him for that.
Okay. Translate.
One, what a good leader he is. Good young leader, Brock Purdy, answering it the correct way, which is, you know, both of us needed to be better on a couple of plays. And I'm hearing him say that, you know, there were spots where Brandon Ayuk could have gotten the ball, but he didn't because he didn't see him or the protection broke down. But he's saying that Ayuk is, you know, where he's supposed to be. I'm watching Brandon Ayuk and I'm not seeing him break open or separate the way I'm used to seeing it. I watched the game back a second time today, and a lot of it in the second half was protection related. They had almost no time to throw it in the second half, and early on in the first half, looked like Brock was more focused on throwing it to George and Juwan than he was looking Brandon's way.
I just hear in there, like, it's not that he said anything bad, but it's like, it's not what you're hoping for, you know? Like, for $30 million a year, you're not hoping for, well, no, he's out there grinding and competing. Grinding and competing sounds like the second baseman who hits 238.
Yeah, fair.
That's grinding and competing. Like, right? You want Brandon Ayuk to be physically devastating. You want him to look like Justin Jefferson. And maybe that's too high of a bar. Maybe that's not fair, but not that far off. I mean, how many are paid more than Brandon? There's Justin, there's CD. Is that it? No, AJ, I think. You know what I mean? You want him to be able to physically overwhelm people, and maybe he's just not there yet, and you can either be frustrated about that or not. But yeah, like, you can hear, I think, in Brock's voice, yes, that's the right answer for a leader. B, everybody out there made some mistakes, certainly including Brock, so he's not going to toss anyone else under the bus. He's like, we need to be better. But, like, you hear, I hear a little hesitation with the idea of just collectively, do Brock and Brandon feel like they are humming like they were midseason last year?
Yeah, of course not.
No,
of course
they don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
And Brandon right now is 67th in the NFL in catches. He's got six catches, tied with Mark Andrews, Brandon Cooks, Gabriel Davis, and a host of other guys not making $30 million a year.
How many targets?
Brandon has had... right here. He's got 10 targets.
10.
Six catches, including the one last night or yesterday on that final drive that I wasn't sure if it was a catch, but they gave it to him.
Yeah.
Looked like it might have been a little bit of a trap.
He caught it.
Yeah.
And then, no, he didn't trap it, but then it popped out as he was getting up.
Yeah, but he was touched. He was touched down, yeah. So it's a catch.
It was
but
fine.
Six catches, and now the spotlight that's been on Brandon Ayuk, and it's been fairly bright because of the hold in. It gets a whole lot brighter now.
Sure.
Because now the expectation going into Sunday is be the man. We're giving you $30 million a year. You have no Debo and no McCaffrey. You got an undrafted running back. You've got a Pro Bowl tight end, and you've got Juwan Jennings and some rookies.
Like, that's unavoidable. It's also unfair. Like, be the man. Like, as a wide receiver, all these other things need to happen first before the ball can even be delivered to you.
Yes.
So that's all I would say. I don't need you to be the man. Just get open. Get open. That's all you can do. The offensive line needs to create time. Brock needs to deliver a ball. He needs to make the right decision. I don't need Brandon Ayuk to go for 150 yards next week. I need him to be open. Like the Niners need him to be open. They need him to play well. So that's all you can ask. But I know that what you're saying is unavoidable. This is the way that people are going to look at it.
Yeah.
And for sure.
I wonder if he doesn't get some of the Debo treatment and run the ball. I just was looking, and he does have 13 career rushes his ledger. So as we're looking at somebody else to run the football.
No thanks.
I don't know.
Not from the backfield. You want to do a jet sweep or something like that? Okay. I'm not lining that guy up. His legs are half the size of Debo's.
Give him the rock.
No.
Give him the rock. No, let's
thanks.
Go.
No thanks.
Well, you're going to have to find some way to run the ball outside of Jordan Mason.
Why?
Because I don't think that 25 or 30 carries a game is sustainable. And
you don't need to sustain it. You need to do it next week.
Yeah, right. And if legs fall off before New England, then so be it.
Legs aren't going to fall off. I mean, like, you were the one who said this earlier. Let's not do this to people. 28 carries, that's too much. 20 carries, that's not enough.
That's not enough, right.
All right, so what? Is there like a bell that can go off on his 23rd carry? Okay, that's enough. Thanks for playing. I mean, the game flow is going to determine a lot of things. You know what I mean? Hopefully the Niners are up 31-10 in the fourth quarter and Garendo can just have a whole quarter to himself. And Jordan can have 16 carries. That's what my vote. But what if the game's tied? Well, then we need to get you more carries.
That's right.